SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
De Science Partij stelt 15 kandidaten beschikbaar voor de verkiezing in juli. Wetenschappers zijn teleurgesteld dat er zo weinig geld beschikbaar is voor wetenschap en onderwijs. En zij willen aan de regeringstafel zitten om Australië weer een kans te geven een clever country te worden. Hans Willink is kandidaat in Tasmanië. Laten we even kennis maken.
Mijn naam is Hans Willink. Ik was geboren in 1958 in Nederland. En ik heb geëmigreerd uit van Holland naar Australië en dan Tasmanië in 1963.
Ja, je kunt begrijpen dat het voor Hans niet makkelijk is om zijn hele verhaal in het Nederlands te doen. Dus ik laat hem even in het Engels vertellen wat de speerpunten zijn van de Science Party.
The Science Party has three or four main objectives. The first one is to get scientists, engineers and technologists in Parliament. Parliament today tends to be full of lawyers or former union officials or professional politicians, and we feel that we need to be represented in Parliament. Australia as a whole has tended to lag over the last decade or two. We spend less than half of 1% of our funding, government funding, on research and development. And the most advanced countries like Holland, for example, spend over 1%, double the amount. And we feel we want to advocate for an increase in research funding. Lastly, but not least, we believe that science and maths teaching at schools has also fallen behind, and there needs to be an increased focus on math, science, numeracy and computer programming at schools. We'd like to advocate for that.
Made you politically active? Was it your parents?
I think they had a strong influence. When we moved to Tasmania, I lived in an isolated construction town. There were only two TV stations. My father, however, said you can watch ABC or nothing. So we used to watch the ABC News and the current affairs shows as children. So by a process of osmosis, I guess, we became very politically aware. But it was more than that. I mean, and I think many people of my generation would feel the same way. My parents, the biggest influencing event of their generation was the war, and particularly if you lived north of the Rhine in the last 6 months of the war, you really got to see what happens when there is no interest in politics. People forget that Hitler was actually elected to Parliament in the first instance. And if there is a disinterest in politics, then politicians from the extremes can take the opportunity to take over. And my father, I guess, and my mother were very much moderates and liberal Dutch moderates, socially progressive, economically conservative. To that extent, that's probably what's driven my politics. They are early followers of Don Shipp and the Democrats, and I guess you'd call them smaller liberals, which is a persuasion which I've followed and has much in common with the Science Party.
Does the extreme side of politics worry you?
I think so, and I think it's happening around the world. When you look at not just Donald Trump, but you look at the president of the Philippines, when you have a disengaged youth who are distracted by the internet and 100 other things, that politics has become an entertainment business in a way. It's no longer, or it's less about ideas and common sense and moderation and balance. It's become, who's making the loudest noise, who's making the most entertaining comment, who can grab the 2 second grab on the radio or TV that night. So it's almost like it's a compact between the media, who are under pressure, and the politicians themselves, who feel they have to say or put forward extreme points of view just to get any coverage at all. I find personally it's quite difficult to sell balanced, moderation, sensible, progressive, and that's what the Science Party is in an environment where it's politics is like reality TV.
How do you feel we can engage the younger generation?
It probably comes back to you can't expect the media to do it. I mean, they're under a huge amount of pressure, and you've got an overstimulated youth in some respects as well, because there's so much diversity out there in terms of entertainment and things to do and the internet. It almost comes back to something that they need to do and have to do, and that comes back, I guess, to education, where it's not a matter of choice. I think there is a good case for. It's a broad topic. It's covered under the topic called humanities, but it needs to be humanities, civics, political systems, a bit of history thrown in to show you what happens when extremes of either side take over. I think education is the key and the only way, perhaps, to engage our youth.
What are the chances of your party getting some seats in the parliament?
Nobody really knows. And that's an interesting question because the rules have changed and there are factors increasing our chances and factors that are reducing our chances. Mm-hmm. Improving our chances, particularly down here in Tasmania, is it's a double dissolution, so you only need half a quota, not a full quota. Tasmania's got a fraction of the population of the larger states. Also, there's concern that both the major parties, both Liberal and Labor, have pre-selected extremes within their party. So there is a collection of moderate people in the middle who are somewhat disaffected and are looking, and the polls are showing, are looking for somewhere to find a new home. And given the fact that there are 21 small parties running down here, there is a diversity of choice. What it means, and that's a minus for our chances, are under the old system whereby before they changed the rules, well, small parties could organise amongst themselves and direct their preferences, so at least the last one standing would have a chance of getting a quota. Under the new system, they can't do that. And some of these parties, they've got lovely-sounding names, but they're not so lovely when you go beneath the covers. But to somebody who's not politically engaged and will go into the ballot paper and have a choice of 20 nice-sounding names to vote from if he doesn't like the major parties, the vote will fracture. So it is quite a challenge. I think science in its own right is a positive brand. It's pushed by both the major parties and with innovation statements and new ideas. And we can lay claim, hey, you know, we're not just the party that talk about innovation. We're the party comprised of members who have actually done innovation.
And that was Hans Willink. Yeah, the science party in Tasmania. We're not just pretty faces. We know what we're talking about. Met andere woorden.